CEO style.
It's your boy Red.
What's good, y'all? It's your homie Big T.
And I'm Shay Renee.
And you are officially tapped in and tuned in to the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion. The only show that keeps our ears to the streets.
While you grind and shine.
Hey, so, you know, another edition of Mud Talk. We back in this thing.
Exclusive.
And, an exclusive, man.
Mud Talk exclusive.
And you know, we only deal with exclusive people.
For sure.
And today, we got somebody that's real exclusive on the show. She's a radio host, event host, author. Just a dope person, man. She's just all around a good person. So today we have Lil D is in the building.
Hey,
what's good, D?
Oh my gosh, I'm really great. I'm feeling good. I'm energized. I'm happy. I'm happy to be back in the Glass City. I ain't been here in so long.
Yes, I know. How long has it been?
I moved out in 2011 and went to Cleveland, went to Columbus. I think I came back here to film my documentary, but that was 2018. I lived. I've been in Texas.
Wow. Okay. So now you like a Texas hottie is what they
call
it.
Man say. I just said man say. It was so normal. That's Texas shit right there.
I see. That just came out.
It did. I called myself the other day. I said her instead of here. And I went, oh my God. No, don't do this to me. Don't do this.
don't come around here sound like cheating.
I don't know.
Her and her.
Mm-mm. But in Dallas, we write her right there. Word. Write her over there. and I told myself I would never inch.
I now look at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Now, before we get into anything, we got to do a little segment on the show. We call it Big T with the
T.
And this is where I give you all of the latest celebrity news and gossip that's going on. And there's been some shit that's been going on.
Yeah, for sure.
So I just dropped the Big T with the T Entertainment Report last night. And if you didn't watch it, just to kind of catch you up. So first of all, the Fugees are beefing right now. Well, they've been beefing for a while. Uh-huh. They always beefing. But Pryce dropped a diss track about Lauryn Hill the other day. And it wasn't very good. I listened to it. It wasn't great. Even Charlamagne, the guy, said it wasn't great on The Breakfast Club. So, but yeah.
What are you doing? Why are you, like, you're Pryce? Why are you doing diss tracks,
yeah,
bro? First of all, y'all too old for this.
Yes.
So secondly, Pryce, come on, get on Superstar. Come on, man.
So in the diss track, he basically, you know, told Lauryn Hill that, you know, she is the reason why their tour is not happening right now. Kind of complained about her being late. As we all know, she's always 2 and 3 hours late. But basically said, you know, she needs to be held accountable and that she is the reason why, you know, people are not coming to the concert. It's disrespectful to the celebrities and guests who are on the show and whatnot. So yeah, he dropped a diss track. You can go ahead and check it out. It's up, probably can find on YouTube.
I mean, I get it. You gotta respect people's time. Absolutely. You know, but
I feel like he could have put that in an Instagram caption. It would have been better.
Yeah, you know, not a whole diss track.
Like
yeah.
Tyrese be doing. Yeah. I know. Let's not.
Yeah.
Should have got on live crying.
Wasn't he like an official or something?
Yeah, he was on the whole
line. Like Shine ain't gonna come out with no diss track against Diddy. Yeah. Like, let's.
I feel like Pryce, you know, like when you was in high school, you have to fill out like the career entrance survey. He needs to go fill out one of them because I don't think he knows what he want to do. Mm-hmm. He want to be a rapper. He want to be a politician. He needs to figure his life out.
Right.
So, and in other news, if you didn't watch The Breakfast Club, Michael Rubin was on the show. He is the CEO of Fanatics. And he basically said, y'all need to chill out on Meek Mill and the gay rules. Mm-hmm. So he said, you know, just because you see him having fun and you probably saw the bunny hop memes and everything like that. He said, y'all need to chill out on the rumors. And actually, what was really controversial about him doing The Breakfast Club is that he said that he feels like in the black community, he sees blacks tearing other blacks down. And that sent everybody up into a whirlwind about what's going on. And so people kind of is on Michael's top right now. So, but he did go on The Breakfast Club. He did apologize to say he feels like that his words were taken out of context. But him being a white man, he feels like that he shouldn't be speaking on issues in the black community.
I don't think he said anything wrong. I think that he's white. And so people don't want him to be right about black shit.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the outside looking in is all I see is black people tearing each other down without going through all those layers of being taught that you're not shit because your grandparents was taught they wasn't shit because their grandparents were slaves.
Right. Yeah.
So you never learn to value yourself, your history, your people, or any of that. Hell yeah, you're going to tear somebody else down who has the nerve to want to go to college or why they speak. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He don't see that because that's not his lineage.
Yeah.
So like I get what they're saying, but at the end of the day, the nigga's not wrong.
Yeah. So, and the whole thing about Meek Mills, you know, he was kind of just like, he said, you know, it's 2024, even if he's gay, it's 2024, like, just leave him alone. But, I mean, we don't know what the truth is about Meek Mill. If he is, you know, just let him do what he do. I think Meek Mill is just in the time of just having fun and just living his best life right now. And people take certain things they see on social media and just say, like, oh, he's gay, and he's this, he's that. And really what it was, Michael said, it was just like a bet they did. So they was playing tennis and Meek Mill's lost and he said they had to do bunny hops and he's never seen it before. So he showed it to him and of course it just went viral. So everybody said that he was.
That bit in itself sounded a little sad. I'm going to be honest. Because
why would you even want to see that as a grown man?
Let's bet. And men going to bet, you know.
Yeah. Needed,
but
of course, they're natural competitors.
The loser had a bet.
You got to do bunny hops.
What? You'd have lost me right there. Like, no, let's push ups, man.
Yeah. Can I buy you a drink?
No. Okay.
Yeah. So, and in the last piece of news, Kehlani and her baby daddy are going through a custody battle right now. So, Kehlani is filing for sole custody of their daughter right now. She just ended her 5-year relationship with her child's father, who was staying with her. And she said that there was a lot of abuse going on, a lot of cussing, a lot of he was doing drugs and smoking weed around the child. Basically just not being a good role model for the kid. So she is filing for sole custody of their child. And it's kind of a tough time for Kehlani because she's actually about to go on a world tour right now. So she's got a lot of stuff that's going on. So we'll see how the court handles that. But if you follow her on Instagram or on Twitter and things, you can kind of see the battle that her and her, you know, baby daddy been going back and forth.
It's sad because now the baby daddy is saying she's the abusive one. Yeah. He had posted text messages from her Kehlani's ex-girlfriend whom she cheated on, and somehow that matters.
Yeah.
Just, it's messy. Yeah.
But at one point in time, didn't she say that her baby daddy was gay or bisexual?
He is bisexual.
Okay. I didn't know. But then he also said that it was just like something that he agreed to do for the sake of her brand or something like that. Which, I mean, I don't...
You find me the grown man that's like, you know what, babe, you right. I don't like men in any way whatsoever, but I'll say I do for you.
Yeah.
Where that man is. That man don't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who would either. Well,
but that sounds kind of on brand for Kehlani because, you know, she, you know, well, now she's lesbian. Because before she was bi. It's, she confused too.
I'm going to be honest. She got some things. They both need to sort some things out.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they have therapists for that.
Yeah. So, please go seek one. All right, well, that was Big T with the T, and you know if I got some tea, I'm going to spill it here first on Blood Talk. So.
Oh, I like that. That was nice.
You feel me?
That was cute.
And you're welcome. You know, we appreciate that. All right, so as we told y'all, we got Little D in the building. She is in town because of a special event that's going on. What's going on today, actually?
It is the Strictly R&B Park Jam at Promenade Park with Case, Sammy, Bobby Valentino, and Adina Howard. I'm so excited. Not just to be back in Toledo, because I know the concert gonna be fire, but like shout out to my guy Tracy for throwing it. I have known Tracy since I moved here in 2008.
Okay.
And I met him at the radio station buying commercials for an event he was doing.
Okay.
To go from seeing him like buying commercials for an event at this little bitty space to the park.
Yeah.
To like having real artists come. Like, man, Tracy's come such a long, I mean, hell, flying me out for it, like, he's come such a long way, and I'm so proud of him.
Yeah,
so,
shout out to Tracy, he was on the show a couple seasons ago, so shout out to him.
He's been doing some big things in the city.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Okay. So, who are you excited to see?
Okay, so first, I can't wait to see Bob Valentino. I haven't seen him since 2005, when I interviewed him in Shreveport.
Okay.
He's like 3 inches taller than me, so I'm trying to see if I've been doing enough, like, you know, squats and calf raises for it to matter. He's got like a little inch and a half cushion in.
Okay.
But I love Adina Howard, but Case.
Okay.
I can't wait to see Case. My last day, my old ass, my last day of 12th grade, I spent my last $5 on a bootleg Case CD. The one where I'm missing you on.
Okay.
It was a great CD. That was a great album.
Are you going to tell him that story when you see
him? I definitely am. I hope he don't get mad.
Not you, bootleg.
You might
want to
leave out bootleg.
Oh, I'm no good. Right, I'm that's your best vibe. But yeah, I can't wait to see Kayla.
What's your favorite Kayla song?
It's called A Song for Sky. It's about his daughter.
Okay.
Oh, it's so pretty. Okay. At first, I thought it was about sex when I was a kid. He was like, you know, you never really know love for a woman until you take part in making one. And I was like, ooh, okay, you better spit some bars, boy. But I love that song.
Okay. Mine is such a tease me. But you know what I realized is like, when I, you know how when you get older, you like, damn, I probably shouldn't have sang this as a kid.
At all.
I had no clue as a kid that Touch Me, Tease Me was really about touching and teasing.
Yeah. Foreplay.
Yeah, you never knew. And then, you know, Foxy Brown make it no better. So it was just like,
right,
she
came on there. And
yeah.
Mine was Happily Ever After. Y'all know I'm such a
lover.
I love
that. You are such a lover. You should. That's the best song. Yeah. And Beyonce was in a video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was me. That was when she was just the girl for Destiny's Child.
When Beyonce. I was a wedding.
See, look at you sound like Faith Evans.
Oh, damn, man. She got a record deal.
Well, yeah.
As soon as I get home, she might put me on the album. I'm ready.
Well, you used to be a rapper, though.
Man, so, yeah, we retired.
You're not going to drop a diss record?
Child. You're like, who I'm going to diss? Who I'm going to diss? Charlamagne? Let's see, who I need to diss? Angela Yee or somebody?
Hey, you might.
I'm going to diss Jess O'Leary to be like, hey, y'all should have picked me. Child, no.
So, speaking of Shreveport, where you are originally from,
yeah,
what was that like growing up in Shreveport? Because when a lot of people say Louisiana, we straight think of New Orleans.
So yeah, like
but north. So we don't hear about Shreveport. So, what was that like growing up in Shreveport?
So Shreveport is 5 hours north of New Orleans.
Okay.
We don't talk like them, sound like them, act like them.
Okay.
We claim the whole state. We love the whole state, but it's different.
Okay.
Shreveport, as I'm driving through Toledo with fresh eyes. Mm. It's kind of the same. Just put it in the South, okay. Make it hot as hell. Everybody's friendly. It's a smaller city. So, okay. But like with regular stuff. Your hood's over here, your nice areas over there. I grew up having stuff like jambalaya for lunch at school.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that was weird. Like, I didn't realize that was like different. I thought everybody had gumbo for lunch.
Okay.
Like, we ate good as fuck in the cafeteria. like, we was having
look, good. Look, I'm jealous now. I'm like, listen, damn, I was eating mushrooms.
I'm going to have another baby and move to Shreveport.
The food is always fire. Yeah. Unless you're vegetarian, because now I go back and I'm like, hmm. But growing up, it was cool. For me, it's like, you know how some people are never going to leave Toledo? They love it here. They ain't never been on vacation. Like, this is just it for them, and that's cool with them. Mm-hmm. You got people like that, and then you got people like me, where growing up, my favorite rapper was Nas, and I had Timberlands for no reason, because it didn't get no colder than 50 degrees. it never snowed, but like I wanted to be in New York, like a big city and shit, so bad. And one thing I appreciate about Shreveport is like I went to smart school, so we went on field trips and saw different things.
That's dope.
And so I was able to be exposed to that type of shit. It's the kind of city where they embrace you and they love you unless you give a reason not to.
Okay.
So, you know, I think a regular city, just smaller.
Okay.
Like me driving, I went to Vito's last night.
Okay.
And just me driving through, I'm like, yo, in the most respectful way, was Toledo this country before I left? And on my way here, I remember thinking it was the perfect transition for me.
Yeah.
It's bigger than Shreveport, but it's not big as hell. Mm-hmm. It's not overwhelmingly big. And for me at 22, not knowing one person in the state of Ohio, to move here by myself, it was perfect because it was a little bigger. I could learn how to move in a bigger city, but it wasn't so big that I was scared and wanted to go home.
Okay.
It was perfect.
I like the way you put that.
Yeah. Now, with doing radio, had you always wanted to do radio when you were growing up?
I never even thought about it. I wanted to be a rapper. I was supposed to be the next Tupac and change the world and like go on tour. I looked at it like, if I can get really famous, I can help a lot of people. So like, I wanted to be pre-Death Row Tupac. The only reason I was on the radio is because the Night Jock in Shreveport used to have freestyle contests. So every Friday I would call in. And you know, this back when you had to actually freestyle, like catch the beat type of shit.
And not know your ice spice.
Yeah, no, never. Because I'd be eating oats. I've eaten oats. I had a damn thing. But anyway, I can't believe she said that on the song. But anyway.
Well, I mean, she also got a song called Fart too.
If she really says you're not even the fart, like you put that on the song and then none of your homegirls go, hey, hold on. The producer wasn't like,
yeah.
Not one person was like, you sure? Against Lotto, that's what you want to say.
I don't listen to her music. I can't name not one Ice Spice song.
Well, the thing is that every song of her sounds exactly the same. Uh-huh. They all sound the same. They all have like that, I call it the bodega beat. You know what I'm saying? Like when you be in the bodega in New York. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what it sounds like.
Who bigger than me? Yeah. Nah, we was rapping straight bars, catch the beat, figure it out, and you going against somebody live.
Okay.
And I won 9 weeks straight. And like people had to call in and vote for you, so this was not rigged. This was like listeners, like, I like Lil D. That first girl was good. She was... So, 9 weeks straight. Okay. Night Jack had my number because he called me when it was time to rap, and he really just kind of became like a big brother figure. He used to be like, how's school going and whatever. And when I got to college, he was like, hey, you want to be on my show? And I was like, I guess so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I was going to be like Ludacris and be at the back of the radio station making my mixtapes. And I was like, this time I'm going to get famous. Oh my God, it's really happening. Oh shit. Called all my friends like, yo, I'm about to work at the radio station. This, oh my God, it's up. So that's how I got in the radio. And that first day on air was the worst.
Really? What made it the worst?
So he thought, because, you know, when I'm freestyling, it's like, whatever, I'm in the zone. Mm-hmm. He thought it was going to transfer to radio. It did not. all he said was, all right, pick up some headphones and you're gonna talk in that microphone. I'm like, I'm nervous as shit. I'm shaking. And he was like, yeah, so you know, just make sure you amplify your voice. Hold on. The big station 99.7 KMJJ Shreveport, hip hop and R&B leader J Tech in the building, got a little D, what up? And I went, I'm chilling. For 4 hours. All I said was
chilling for 4 hours.
D, what's up? You good? I'm chilling. For 4 hours. It was so bad. People started saying I must have been sleeping with him to get the job. And like, understand at this time I'm naive. I don't even really understand that people sleep with people to get jobs. I don't know nothing about this. I'm a freshman in college. Like, what are you, what? So like, it hurt my feelings real bad. We had a staff meeting once where like we listened to each other on air and then we critique it. You talk about some, that shit made me cry. Tears, I ain't let no tear drop, but they was in my eyes.
Yeah.
Because everybody was like, well, you know, when he comes on, he's like the geek crunk hype guy. And then Lil D is like, you imagine there was a time I was on a mic where I killed the mood because I was so monotone.
Yeah.
I've come a long way.
Yeah. Now, how did you end up making the transition from that? It was like, you know what? Let me grow because I really want to do this for real.
He kept fucking with me, right? Mm-hmm. Mind you, first of all, I'm not getting paid. I am here for free, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 p.m. And I was like, why did you ask me to do this? I'm not good at this.
Yeah.
And he was like, I see something in you that you don't see in yourself. Just keep coming every day.
Okay.
And he kept messing with me. Lil D, how was your weekend? Ah, nobody cares. Your mic is off. And I'm like, and it will always be something. Like, he would always get on me. And then so one day, I don't remember what he said, but I know I said, well, you need to sub something with your fat ass. And everybody in the studio went, oh, she finally got him. And I was like, light balloon.
There we go.
So y'all want me to stand up for myself and say something back to, oh, say the fuck less. And Lil D was, so from there, when people started like to like me, I'm like, huh, alright. But to be honest with you, I didn't really see it as like a real career. I was still doing mixtapes and shows. I didn't see it as a career until I got to Toledo. I was on air here, and again, I'm still just, I'm gonna be a rapper, you know? This is just part of my journey. I had a diary called How I Became a Rapper. I still have it.
Okay.
And it starts in Toledo. But anyway, I remember a woman came up to me and she said, you know, my daughter really looks up to you. You know, she's dark skinned, she has natural hair, and she always just listens to you. And she's like, she's so pretty. Maybe I can be pretty too. And that was the first time in my life that I was like, people look up to?
Yeah.
This is not just me talking on the radio being funny. Like, kids look up to me, and it changed everything.
Wow.
And I really started taking it seriously then, because I'm like, I gotta watch what I say. Like, people are watching me.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. So shout out to Toledo.
That's dope, and that's like something that we've talked about before too. Because we have Big Trees. He was on the show before, and he was like, you know, don't just talk, speak, because you never know like who's paying attention and who's watching.
Or
and
who need that message.
Yeah.
You never know who life you're going to change. So. Yeah.
And so that's something that we try to always remember. Like, even though, you know, we have fun and we do what we do, people are always watching. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's really dope. So how did you make the transition from, I'm going to leave Shreveport and I'm going to come to Toledo and do this radio thing?
I mean, honestly, I was just really poor. I had two jobs at all times, and I made just enough money to pay my mama back the $10 I had to borrow every week for gas. And I mean, you just get to a point where you like, I gotta do something. Yeah. Like,
something gotta change.
Yeah. I have been applying for jobs for the radio left and right. And I actually had a job lined up in Meridian, Mississippi. And I ain't know nothing about Meridian. I just knew they was gonna give me a salary and some benefits. And at the last minute, the job went through, the job fell through, and I got a call from Toledo. I thought Toledo was on the West Coast. Bonfess and Harmony is from Cleveland, and they were signing Eazy-E, and they used to wear flannel and shit. So I just, in my mind, it was just some California shit. So in my mind, I thought Ohio was where Nevada was. But either way, never took geography. Goofy ass girl. But take geography, children. But,
yeah. Now they just get on TikTok and look it up.
Say, okay. Hey, Siri.
But, they have so many more resources than we had growing up. So
Yeah. Spoiled ass kid. No. But yeah, I applied to a million jobs and I wound up getting this one. Okay. So I was the night jock and the promotions director at High 97.3. Shout out to High 97.3.
Yep, big ups.
Yeah, I moved here with some MapQuest directions.
Not MapQuest.
MapQuest.
That's dated. Like, not dated. Yes.
Yeah, then there wasn't no GP and MapQuest. I'm talking checking out each little direction as I go. And it was so cool because I got to see all these parts of the country. I left Shreveport February 28th and had on a tank top because it was 77 degrees.
And then when you got here, what was it
like? As soon as I got to Indiana, I was like, oh my God, it's real snow. It snowed one time in Shreveport in the third grade. And it was such a big deal. We had it on like on tape.
Wow.
Like it was a big deal.
And that's a big deal because you remember it too.
Yeah, like that was the only time it ever snowed. Like it snowed and stuck for like 2 days.
Did y'all get school off?
Absolutely. We got school off when it was too cold. If it was below 32 degrees, that's a snow day.
See, oh, wow.
Then y'all be complaining about us being here. Like, yeah, the kids can go to school. No, it's fucking cold.
Right.
Like, there was frost on the grass. That's a snow day for us.
We need that. I need to write to Durant about that.
Yeah, like we ain't using no snow because our roads aren't treated either. So all you're going to do is slip and slide over them hoes. Yeah. So like, nah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I do remember when you was at High 97.3. It was Lil D in the Get Crunk Committee.
Hey,
how was that experience?
Man, it was a learning experience. It was frightening. It was exciting. It was full-time radio is nothing like part-time radio.
Yeah.
And so when your job is on the line when the ratings come out, oh, it's different.
Yeah.
Signing a contract, having to really read all these words and oh man, it was fun. I learned a lot, and I think I came from here knowing more about myself. Like when I got here, I didn't really know how to hustle. I didn't understand that, like, if you do radio, okay, what else can you do?
Yeah.
Like, I had a word I heard entertainment report I did every night on the show. Why I didn't make no video? I started making videos with it, but I had to get fired first, like, and be bored. Like, damn, you could be doing these, but make a video with them, show people. Okay, let's do other things. I had a coworker there who wasn't very fond of me, and I never understood why, because I never did anything to him. Like, he ain't like me all ripped. He used the shit on my hair. Once we hosted a concert together, it was Ricky Smiley and Fantasia. And I remember I got on stage and they was like, make sure you shout out the after party. So I'm like, yo, y'all gonna meet us at the after party? You said whatever, y'all coming? And somebody went, no, boo! And the whole crowd just booed me.
Wow.
And my coworker was standing there like, nigga, you supposed to have my back and work in the same building.
Right.
And I never understood why. Later I got it. He was just old and jealous. Shout out to Hutch. but
I like it.
Well, clock that. As the kids
okay.
But it was cool though, because I got fired a year later, which needed to happen. It was getting fired from there catapulted everything for me. I mean, it was a really messed up time, but I didn't understand how to hustle yet. I didn't have a creative brain yet to go, what can I create? What can I sell?
Yeah.
So when I got fired, I was like, well, the Juice will hire me. They didn't. Mm. And then when that didn't happen, I was like, oh shit. I better go get a regular job. I'm gonna need a 9-to-5. Ah, I'm gonna go back to school. Like I was doing shit.
Yeah.
Wound up homeless. And even with that, let me say, my program director at the radio station also owned the house I was renting. He evicted me, but it was after 3 months, and he never filed it in court.
Wow.
So it was never on my record, and I respect him for that.
So he just showed up and just said,
he was just like, hey, listen, I can't carry you anymore. You got 30 days. I'm going to have to move out. And I mean, respect, because at the end of the day, it's your business.
Yeah.
But for him to not file it in court, like, I respect him for that. That's some real shit he ain't have to do. But, oh, and I had an assistant program director from Louisiana, and she ain't like me. And I couldn't, this is my first time experiencing, like, you know how people are like, oh, they're just jealous. But, like, if you don't see it in yourself, you don't understand, like, what are they jealous of? It's just me. And she, this woman, she didn't know how to do commercials. And so I, but you're at this level, if you're like the assistant, like manager, basically, you should know how to do all of this shit.
Right.
She didn't know how to do commercials. And I did, because I was trained very well before I left Shreveport. And so it would always just be something nitpicking and this and going to management for no reason. And I was like, listen, I know you don't like it, and that's okay. But like, can we just work together, please? Like, I don't want to. I feel like I gotta walk on eggshells around you. And I was like, I understand you don't like me. We don't have to be friends, bro. And she's like, what do you mean I don't like you? I'm up from Louisiana. And I'm like, but you know, she got me fired. She just got fired a year ago, I heard. I found out like last week. I was like,
karma.
Right. But you know what? Your biggest haters be your biggest motivators.
I swear, because I couldn't understand, what did I do to you? I literally did nothing to anyone.
Yeah.
And as I grew in the industry, I'm like, you're insecure because I know how to do more shit than you. You could have just asked me and I'd have taught you, goofy ass girl. But like, it taught me a lot about that.
Yeah.
And it gave me thicker skin. I'm from the South. I went to the club here the first time and I remember telling the girl, I like your shoes. And she went, so? And I was like, oh, y'all different up here.
Oh, yeah. Very, I don't know. Toledo is very different.
Yeah. It's like when you give somebody a compliment, they don't know how to take it. So they just decide to be worried about it. Like, shit, fuck you too.
But you know what that is, though? You don't know how to accept love from anybody. You don't love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're so guarded, you can't even let nobody tell you that you look pretty.
Yeah. And even sometimes they may have not even had love growing up, so they don't even know it. So
I don't know what that look like. Maybe the last time somebody told you you look pretty, they molested you.
Yeah.
And you ain't went to therapy and dealt with that shit yet. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot. And the sun don't come out here. I wanted to go home when I first got here because I didn't see the sun for 3 days and nobody believed me. Like, I couldn't understand how, like, in real life, you don't see the sun every day. And I'm telling my family, like, no, I don't know where the sun is. I have not seen it. What do you mean? Like, is it dark? It's cloudy, but it's not dark, dark, but ain't no sun, bro. Like, I'm not, I was flabbergasted. Like, this not it. This why everybody up here sad.
But I mean, the sun out today, and it's a good thing it's out today because the R&B, tricky R&B
out. Buns gonna be out.
You might get a little piece of my bun.
Look, she
graded
for body gum.
Oh my goodness sakes! Body can't get no cheap. We're gonna take a good picture though. We're gonna be the same height, so aesthetically, it's gonna be very
cool. I'm wearing my jean shorts with the slits just for him. He gonna get a little bit of cheeks and them jeans.
But anything with perception shoulder.
Is it?
I've been seeing them on Instagram together, and she's been posting like little hearts. They've been doing like duets and stuff together on Instagram.
Oh, that's cute. Hearts.
So I don't know if that's a thing, but it looked like a thing.
We're gonna see.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a cooking. I'm gonna ask.
You should get that tea for us.
You know, I'll send it back.
Yeah, send it back. Because I definitely saw them on Instagram. They was like in a boat together, and they was doing a duet together.
Oh, not a boat.
Yeah, and she had put like hearts as the caption.
Sounds romantic.
It does.
I mean, but it sounds kind of crazy coming from Perception.
It does.
But, you know,
like, if she's singing for Trump again, it's going.
I was just about to say, we really don't fuck with her. We haven't fucked with her since that.
But like, also, maybe she just really needed that chick.
Yeah.
What's she supposed to do? Go work at Costco? She's just at Michelle.
Well, I mean, she can go sing at Costco.
Could she?
Yeah.
They got everything in Costco.
Listen, you can get right along. She can stand right next to the free salmon sample.
And then you gonna clown her because she creased it. Y'all found that man from the Cosby Show that was working at for Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
And they get good money at Trader Joe's.
Yes. But he ended up getting a job.
He sure did. Hurt. We could have clowned her into a new record deal. Damn it, Chris said.
Let me stop. We probably need her to talk to
Joe's. Yeah, Chris said, just reach out. You know what I mean? They'll hit you back.
Yeah.
And have you up here. She ain't doing nothing else.
You know, sliding the deals to see what happens.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I know after you left Toledo, you ended up going to Cleveland.
For Z1079,
right?
Mm-hmm.
What was that about? How was that?
It was so cool, right? Cleveland wants to be like New York and like this popping city so bad. So they function like it. You know, it's more to get in the club. People are dressed up there. It's like fast paced. And they'll be like, I ain't from Ohio, bitch. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. But all right.
And I learned in Cleveland, they take their shit real serious. Like, if you say, if you're from Shakers, you don't say.
Yeah, no, you are not from Cleveland.
If you're from Euclid, you say you're from Euclid.
You're from Warrensville, you're from Warrensville. You are not from Cleveland.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
Yeah, no, they don't play that at all. Wow. It's weird. But yeah, Cleveland radio is completely different. I remember once I showed up to an event, and it was me and like two of my female coworkers. They had on heels and makeup, and I showed up with a fro and some Chuck Taylors. And I remember texting Charlamagne, like, I look so different from them. Like, they had, like, their faces done and jewelry on. And he was like, why would you fit in when you would stand out? And I was like,
I like that.
That's dope.
Yeah.
But Cleveland taught me little stuff. Like, if you go, if your wrists are going to be out, put on a bracelet. Mm-hmm. You know, if your hair is up, throw some earrings on. Put a little swag. And it was the first time in my life I wore colored lipstick. I grew up being told, if you're dark skin, you're not supposed to wear bright colors ever.
Wow.
I put on a pink lipstick when I moved here, and it changed my life. I was like, girl, you pretty. Shit, oh my God. I learned how to host a club from here. I was a part-time, and so I was on air from midnight to 6 a.m. on Saturdays from 9 to noon, eventually like noon to 4. I can remember my boss told them in a staff meeting, we got a new person coming. Her name is Lil D. She don't look how a female personality should look, but she's funny. And that was supposed to be a compliment. What he meant was, she don't dress right, she ain't got it, she ain't polished.
Yeah.
He said it in a fucked up way, but Cleveland taught me how to put some polish on.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I literally wrote a book about being homeless in Toledo, but not leaving, because I had a part-time job in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. So they'll always have a special place in my heart. Yeah. They helped me grow a lot.
Yeah. Now, what made you decide to leave Cleveland and then decide, I'm going to go to Texas?
Well, I left Cleveland, went to Columbus, but you can only be part-time for so long.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, I'm still, my checks is $500 every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, I just happened to have an apartment that was $450 with all utilities paid. And Shaker Square. But anyway.
Not Cleveland.
Uh-uh. Never. I was right at the corner of Cleveland. Oh, no, we don't play them games. No, no problems. But I went to Columbus because, like, you know, and I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
Because they wanted me to produce a morning show. I don't want to be behind the scenes. I want to be the star.
Yeah.
And so I remember when they called and asked, like, would you be interested? I cried a little because I knew I had to take it. Like, you got to do something. You turn down this full-time salary-ass job and you part-time, you look goofy in the industry. So I took the job only because they told me it was going to be like, I was like, all right, so I know y'all are the stars, but I get to talk. And they're like, yeah. So I'm like, okay, salt, pepper, I'm Spinderella. Exactly. Fuck it. All right, I'll take my little speaking role.
Yeah.
First day on air, they're introducing me. And so Lil D tells us, I don't know, I'm feeling, I'm in my zone. Like, yeah, you know, I like long walks on the beach and puppies, just said goofy shit, right? We get off the air, and the female co-host, the first thing she said was, I was told you weren't gonna talk. Bitch, what? And so she sent a letter to, like, the second highest up in the company, not in the building, in the company, and complain to the point where they tell me I couldn't talk until 8:04 a.m. to do my little segment. The show was from 6 to 10. And so that set the tone for how my 3 years in Columbus went. I got looked over for opportunities. I remember I heard my boss say he didn't think I heard him. He was like, don't nobody want a little deep? Look at her.
Wow.
That actually happened. I never experienced colorism like I did until I got to Columbus. There was a Facebook status. I didn't even see it. My coworker was like, bro, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, what? And he showed me the status. It was like, who is that girl, Lil D? What she look like? Somebody posted a picture, like, in the comments on Facebook. Everybody just was talking about how ugly I was.
Wow.
How ugly I was, how black. Somebody wants, who's that black ass, nappy headed ass girl on the radio? It was a lot. It was the first time I experienced a boss favoring someone else, because they sleeping together, and so now they're getting all the opportunities, but the rest of us work hard as shit. And I'm like, yo, this isn't right. And not understanding why no one else would speak up. Columbus, the city itself is great, but I had a horrible experience with the radio. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Wow.
Damn. Well,
so how did you overcome that? Like, you were put down on several, you know, situations. How did you overcome that and not fall into depression?
I was very depressed. I fell into it. It was the worst, longest 3 years of my life. The only thing that did it, I was at the station. I had an anxiety attack 3 days in a row. I didn't know what an anxiety attack was. So I'm sitting at work and I can't breathe and I'm crying and I don't understand. Like, I'm trying to catch my breath. I'm sitting in the dark. I have no idea what the fuck is going on, man. I'm scared.
Yeah.
So I went to the hospital and then they talked me into going to the crazy house. They told me it was voluntary and I can leave when I get ready because I asked to go talk. I asked to go talk to someone. I'm not in my right mind. And the therapist was like, yeah, I think you should talk to someone. And, you know, they're going to this line, bitch. I got there on a Friday night. I woke up and I'm like, oh, this is not where I need to be. I just need to be there. What is going on? So I go tell the people like, yeah, I'd like to leave. And they laugh and they're like, we like to leave too. And I was like, well, they told me since I was voluntary, I can leave when I get ready. And she was like, no, ma'am, it's a 72-hour mandatory hold and weekends don't count. It was Friday night. You're going to be here till Wednesday. Wow. And I spent all that time in this place. And it was, I told my auntie I wouldn't cuss, but I'm going to be honest, it was fucked up. It was bad.
Yeah.
And I saw people who really need help. And I was like, yo, if you was depressed, it's cool, but you just needed some therapy. I don't know what the fuck we're doing in here. And that was the breaking point for me. I was like, I don't ever want to go back to that place, baby. We need to start looking in that mirror. We need to start loving on us, taking some walks in the park. And I began to build myself up, just anything. Yeah. Look in that mirror and tell yourself you're pretty. I know your check ain't shit, but you won't always be this small. Mm-hmm. There will be a time. I'm proud of you. You know, just anything.
Yeah.
And it worked.
And that's a message, like, just for people. If you going through some shit at your workplace and it's causing depression, anxiety, just leave.
Yeah. I swear to God.
Listen,
your sanity and mental health is way more important than a dollar.
Absolutely. You know, I know. I will leave a place in a minute because they don't give you 2 week notice when they want to get rid of you.
At all.
So if I ain't feeling it, deuces.
And so, it's so scary. And I understand you got bills and you might say, I can't afford to leave. But can you afford to stay?
True.
Those are the hard questions you have to ask yourself.
Absolutely, because it costs more for a funeral.
Yeah.
So, and shout out to, you know, the people who are taking care of themselves. You know,
straight up.
You know, because mental health is big, especially with everything that's going on in the world right now. Like, it's so important to take care of your mental health. I mean, we got election stuff going on. We got people passing away. We got
young inflation. People.
Yeah, young people. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Grocery is high as hell. You can't even make a grilled cheese sandwich no more because goddamn cheese is like
$8 a pack.
So now you just
for a 16 pack, not the 24.
Don't let you on no provolone and that whole no pepper jack and fancy cheese.
Listen, so you gotta settle for the Save-A-Lot cheese and hope that it helps.
Oh,
so yeah, listen.
Good luck.
I know. You just eat the cheese.
I just imagine a bathroom break after that.
So once you left Columbus, where did you go? Then?
Big Dallas.
Now, how was that?
Half my family lives in Dallas,
okay.
And so it was like coming home. Actually, yeah. They threw me a welcome home party at my auntie's house in Oak Cliff. And you from Dallas, you already know Oak Cliff, America, we fish. but yeah, it was great because now I'm back in the South where I was told, you know, being dark skinned wasn't right when I left. Now I come back in this, oh my God, I love your skin. Ain't no LOL on you, for real? How did you get your hair like that? Because I had natural hair. It was like twist outs.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how did you get your hair like that? Girl, give me some tips. What is the routine? I'm like, are y'all for real? Y'all like me? And instead of, who's this new bitch on the radio? It was, okay, let's try the new girl. See what she sound like.
Yeah.
And it was so refreshing to be back in the South.
Yeah.
With Southern hospitality where cold is, you know, 45 degrees. Like on some stay in your house. And don't come outside because, oh my God, is you know, that was so mad. To be able to get in the car and drive 3 hours to hug my parents instead of get on a plane for 10 years I spent in Ohio.
Yeah.
The best thing that could have happened for my mental health was being back around people who love me.
Yeah.
Like, I remember I went to therapy because I was like, I'm really happy, so I just want to fix anything I got in there lingering so we can keep this happiness going because this is so amazing. So going back was what I needed.
Yeah. Now, speaking of your parents, you done got your mama on video. So if you have not seen Lil D's videos with her mama, please go to her YouTube page or Facebook page and check it out. Because you and your mama together are hilarious.
Bruh.
What's that about?
She really just be being herself. Yeah. And I was like, you are so funny and you don't know it. Like, I'm going to start filming you.
Yeah.
And so when I really did, it was when we went to San Francisco. I went on vacation and it was great. And my mama was there for maybe like 2 of the 5 days I was gone. So we go to Oakland. I'm like, all right, boom. Let's just get you regularly. I'm going to film you eating some vegan food. That's what it was all supposed to be about. Okay. Was just her tasting this food for the first time. What happened was we got robbed in the parking lot. Oh. Not gun to the head. They hit the car. So like just busting window, grabbed our bags.
Wow.
She was still mic'd up. And even though she's like devastated, in my mind, I went, oh, I'm on vacation. Everything is going to have to be okay. She got me fucked up. Like, I'm going to enjoy my vacation. So we're just going to fix it because whatever.
Yeah.
And everything wound up being fine. But while she was still mic'd up, I was like, film this. You need to film everything. Because it is going to be okay. Film this shit.
Yeah.
And it wound up being the funniest. First of all, everything wound up being okay. They got nothing out of our backpacks except dirty yoga clothes because we had just left yoga. Mm-hmm. And that was the only thing in the backpacks. We changed clothes. My backpack, the zipper was broke, so they got a defective bag. They missed my pound of weed that I just bought. Not pound, ounce. They missed her wallet. And the rental car people was like, oh, this happens all the time. You fine. Bring the car back. We'll get you a Tesla. Like, nothing happened. That was perfect.
Upgraded. Y'all did us a favor.
Thank you.
Upgraded our vacation.
Thank you.
And so, like, we're in the VIP lounge now.
I waited till she calmed down, and I'm like, I'm going to edit this video. Yeah. And I was like, hey, just watch this before I post it. I don't want you to be mad. And she called me, and I think she's gonna cuss me out. And she was like, I said all that shit. That was so funny, bro. Post that now. And then we just started rolling.
That's dope, man. That's hilarious. If y'all haven't seen it, please go watch it. Because I saw the one where I think you and her, like, she went to, like, the motel. Or
yeah, we were doing the history of our hood.
Yeah.
And it was all these places. I mean, I grew up in the same house, and I never knew about any of these places.
Yeah.
But our YouTube is dead air with Lil D. Okay. We just hit 500 subscribers, so the next goal is 1,000. So we start monetizing. Oh, yeah, we're working. I'm building my studio, my crib now, so I'm really excited about that. Just got my mics, just got my mic arms. Okay. So, you know, I'm trying to get like y'all.
You know,
well,
you know, we're trying to be like you. We're trying to get on the radio like you.
Yeah, radio's ghetto.
I mean, you know, we could be mud talk in the morning. We just
oh, that sounded good.
You feel me?
You could do that now.
Yeah, we should.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like waking up in the morning though.
Well, how are you gonna be on the radio? You gotta wake up at 2 or 3 a.m.
Can we go at night?
No.
Damn.
I mean, you could, but it's gonna be mud talk at midnight.
Mud talk after dark.
Mm-hmm. Do we still do that on the radio? Down. Down? You gonna be playing Sade?
I mean, Key Sweat does.
Oh, God.
His crying ass.
He's still on the radio?
He is.
No.
He is, and they still.
He's still finessing the drawers.
I was about to say. And these chicks do. We called him in like, hey, Keith, how you doing?
I just love you.
Do you remember in the concert from 1993? Like, he'd be like,
I was the one with the such as, like, what?
And he'd be lying, like, yeah, baby, I remember.
Man. I'm appalled. Yes. That was all when I did radio here in 08.
He's sweating.
He
on
95.7. Oh my God. Keith, man. Yeah. He said we doing that shit.
He do.
Oh yeah. My God. You know what,
Keith?
This is for you, baby.
Talk to me, baby. Like, what?
Keith was just in Shreveport for 50 Cent's Human Harmony weekend. I was there, so I ain't even thank you, Mr. Sweat. Yeah. We appreciate you for your contribution.
Yeah, we gotta stop talking about him. We need him on Mud Talk too. Mm-hmm. Mud Talk after dark.
Tell him to come with the sun now so he can talk to y'all regular.
But, don't put on your after 8 voice.
Yeah, like, nigga, relax. Yeah. Before you had your call yet.
Wow. So, being that you're not just a radio host, you're an author.
The book is called Route 2, My Choice to Struggle to Succeed. Okay. It is about me choosing to be homeless so that I wouldn't lose my radio job in Cleveland.
Okay.
So after I got fired here, I wound up getting evicted. And I was on the radio in Cleveland Saturday mornings from 9 to noon. That ain't no money.
Yeah.
So they finessed me away from me to get 20 hours a week, but that still ain't enough money. So I'm broke. I don't know what to do. I'm either going to go back to Louisiana and figure it out, or I'm going to stay up here. It took me that long to go, well, I'm going to stay up here, because I just got another radio job after a year and 10 months. I didn't think I was going to be back. And I'm going to take this little Saturday morning. We're going to figure this shit out. So I put my stuff in storage and I moved to a motel. Not a hotel, a motel. It was by a truck stop. And if you know anything about the motels and the truck stops, you know, it was some girls over there, you know, making their money, doing what they had to do.
Right next to a Waffle House.
Because why is that the one in my mind? Okay.
I'm just saying.
It was like on the outskirts of Toledo, right off of, I forgot what interstate, but I called the book Route 2 because that's how I got to Cleveland, because I couldn't afford the turnpike.
Yeah.
So I had to take
I can afford it. I still take Route 2.
Let me tell you something. That hoe was like $5.50.
Yeah.
And back then, $5.50, I don't have $5. That might be what I have left for the week. Mm-hmm. But so the book starts the day I move out of my house and ends the day I move into my apartment in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I'm hosting concerts. I'm sleeping in my car because I can't afford that motel. Mm-hmm. I have two cats and I'm considering giving them up because I can't. It's either feed them or they go, like, I don't have any money at all.
Yeah.
And I'm at work hungry. Mm-hmm. It's a shit in a vending machine I can't afford. And so the book is just about the mentality of somebody who will bet on themselves and not give up in that scenario.
That's dope.
Charlamagne the God wrote the foreword to the book. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just really grateful for that. I released it October 10th, 2019. The next one will be here soon. Whenever I can stop ghostwriting other people's books and focus back on my own, it's coming though.
And make sure you stop by Mud Talk so we can get that exclusive.
You are for sure. And pick up the book at grindinginrealife.com.
Okay.
Or just any of my social media links at Lil D on Air. Click the link in the bio and say buy my book.
That's what's up. And the fact that you got Charlamagne the God to write the foreword is dope. And the fact that you can just text him like, "What up, Char?" Like,
I don't call him Char, but like, I'm forever grateful for that. When I got fired in Toledo, that's when I met him. I was on the couch in Toledo watching the first day of the Wendy Williams show. And Charlamagne, you know, they were cool. They were on the show together.
Yeah.
And so I remember I tweeted and I said, I don't care what nobody say. Charlamagne and Wendy Williams are two of the best to ever do. And he replied and said, thank you. And I was like, oh, my God. And so I DM'd him like, yo, I do radio, too. I just got fired and this and that. Can I send you my stuff? And not only did he say yes, but he critiqued it for me. Wow. And then he sent me his air check. And I was like, nigga, you're Charlamagne. You don't need me listening to your air check. The fuck you sound dope. And this is before Breakfast Club. He was on mornings in Philly.
Okay.
But we just kept DMing and DMing. And he was like, you must not have my number. And I was like, oh, my God. Because back then, the only reason I listened to the Wendy Williams show in Toledo is because of Charlamagne. I was like, yo, he's hilarious. Who is this guy? I like him. I want to be like him. And so my guy in Cleveland, my PD, when he hired me in the interview, Charlamagne was on my resume. He was like, you know Charlamagne for real. And I'm like, yeah. So he's like, if I call him, what are you going to say? He going to tell you I'm dope. So he called the nigga in front of me. And I was like, oh, shit, please don't know. Please don't know. Oh, my God. But he answered me, wound up texting him. He showed me the text. And the text said, Lil D is dope. With the right guidance, she got next.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope. I like that.
That is dope. And speaking of Charlamagne the God, you was a guest host on The Breakfast Club.
Was for 2 days, September 5th and 6th, 2023.
How was that?
It was real dope. You know what it was? It felt like another day at work.
Okay.
And that's what I'm the most grateful for. Like, my makeup artist was like, and I was just kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
It felt normal. It felt like it's supposed to feel when you get to the radio where you don't have time to text because you're listening to what he's saying, but you got to piggyback off of that and say something funny.
Yeah.
He said something funny, he said something serious. You need to be in the middle. So you're trying to calculate where's your punchline, where your joke? And it's like, let's go. Ain't no second take. You won't get this shit right now.
Yeah.
Example, they're on BET, the show's broadcast. Yeah. We had to do the TV promo, and I had no idea what was going on. It was just like, Lil D, come over here and do the promo. Okay. So they get to talking. Yeah, so on today's show, we're going to do-do-do-do-do-do-do. What else we got, Lil D? And I was like, well, we're going to diss. And that's enough. And that's literally what ran on TV was me going, because ain't no second takes.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's dope.
It felt amazing for it to feel like a regular day at work.
Yeah.
The only time I got hyped up is when somebody sent me a picture of me on TV.
That's crazy. Put us on the Breakfast Club, Charlamagne. Just put us on there. We just need one shot. That's it.
I made a video called Top 5 Reasons I'll Be Back. So I'm going to repost it when I go back.
Okay. That's wild.
Yeah, that's dope.
So what's next for Lil D?
My second book. I'm also ghostwriting a book right now. So anybody who needs that, let me know.
Okay.
You can check me out on K104. We dance from 10 to 3 in Dallas. I create content for various businesses, so hit me up if you need that. I'm in a stage play in October.
All right. Getting your acting on?
Yeah, I've been working.
Now, is this acting skills? Is it going to be like Halle Berry? Is it going to be like Tubi?
I'm going to be honest. It ain't going to be Halle, but it's going to be a little better than Tubi.
Okay, so like BT Plus.
You know what? That's a good.
I like
here,
that.
You better give me some. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
But like, nah, I'm really excited. I like plays more than movies because of that pressure, because of that ain't no second take. That's where I live. That's radio. I don't redo it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, I breathe there.
Okay.
So I can't wait. When I come out on the stage and they go, they bring out the cast, I need motherfuckers to throw flowers at me and I need to stand an ovation. Like, I need signs in the crowd, like, you're the best. Yeah. Like,
can you tell us a little more about the play or where it's going to be?
The play is called You Got Me Bent and Twisted.
Okay.
No, it's not. Wait, I'm sorry.
I was coming. I mean, I was going to go to the play.
That's an old play in Shreveport I be referencing. This play is called When the Tables Turn.
Okay.
You basically got a guy with an amazing woman by his side, but he don't realize it, so he's cheating on her. And then she gets sick of it, so she cheat back, and you see what happens when the tables turn.
Okay. And then now, what's your character?
I play the smart mouth, blunt, honest, tell it like it is best friend.
Okay.
I was like, y'all wrote this part for me. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Let's go. That's your personality right there.
So. I'm reading the script like, y'all was like, Lil D gonna play this part. Okay, period. So I'm very excited to show that side of me though. Like, acting, being on that stage is beautiful. I'm so excited.
That's dope. So, on the show, we like to play a little game called This or That.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, we have our questions already ready and preset. But, you know, since we've been talking, it's been already going in my mind. So, I got some questions for you.
Let's go.
How the game works is we give you two options. You either got to give with this or you got to give with that.
I'll leave.
Okay, you ready?
I see it.
All right. Light or dark liquor?
Dark.
What's your favorite?
I don't drink, but when I did, it was Crown Apple.
Okay.
Straight or like to mix it?
I need to mix it. I can't drink. That's why I quit.
Okay. Vanilla or chocolate?
Vanilla.
Okay. When it comes to your man, vanilla or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Okay. Just had to make sure.
Please put an asterisk by that. Thank you.
So you're not going to have who's that E? You know, she got her.
I mean, he rich and she happy and girly or like, but no, probably not.
You know she comes to Toledo.
And she wins.
She's coming, I want to say, next month. She's coming to Bowser. She's dropping a book.
Oh my god, I've been writing.
Her and the Lucas County Library are partnering to do a book drop signing thing.
That is amazing. It's super dope.
Yeah. And it's not free though. It's like $40-something.
I pay that to go see E.
Okay. No, and I thought about it.
It's a book too, huh?
I think you get it doesn't include a book, but you can do like a picture and all that stuff.
I pay that $40.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it though.
Maybe we can get a Mud Talk exclusive.
Listen, that was the only reason why I was gonna pay that $40 because I'm just like, we can get a Mud Talk exclusive, but I don't want people to think like, is she performing? Like, nigga, she dropped a book.
Right,
You know, Lucas County Library is not about to have Eve come and do Who's That Girl?
Yeah, blow your mind.
Hit boy in the skirt. You know what I'm saying? But I think that would be dope. We should probably go make that.
Definitely.
Beach or let's see,
pool
theory.
Beach,
beach. Why?
You definitely. Understand? I recharge myself at beaches in the ocean, in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an earth sign, so like I'll sleep at the beach.
Okay. When's your birthday?
January 17th.
Okay.
So you're a Capricorn.
Yeah, I went to Puerto Rico this year. It was 80 degrees. So
Puerto Rico is so beautiful. Yeah. Yes.
Everybody there is so pretty. Like every single person. What the fuck? Oh, I can't wait to go there.
I've never been to Puerto Rico before.
I have. It was dope. I loved it, yes.
I just want to go and just drink.
Driving through them hills, though? Mm-mm, never again.
Yeah. Just give me the tequila. We cool. that's all I want.
A
lot
of cars. Fruit.
You know? I mean, that too. But put the fruit in my tequila.
Okay. Multitasking.
Yep. You got any this or that question for
me?
No. Now, you usually be ready.
I usually do. Just give me a second.
She'll be there.
Okay, when it comes to your jewelry, you like gold or silver?
Gold.
Okay. I think gold very, you know, accentuates your skin very well. And you have really pretty teeth. So, let y'all know that.
Thank you.
No, you are so beautiful.
You are so pretty. Like, oh my God. Your brows, your lashes popping. Thank you. Girl,
she ready for that R&B.
I'm loving this energy. Yes, yes. Like you said, the sun's out.
For the first time in Toledo.
Yes.
I'm so happy to come back when the sun is out.
Listen. But then that means tomorrow they'll probably be gone for like 5 days.
Oh. See, that's why I hear people here so mean.
Yeah, but at least you came on a day where the sun is out.
Nah,
so you can just get up out of here.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. I ain't gonna put you through that again. I
just hope we don't get this rain. Like,
ugh. Yeah, but it is supposed to stop by 8, and it's only a 30% chance.
So yeah.
Yeah. Tennis shoes or slides?
Tennis shoes.
Okay.
What's Jordan 1s and Dunks.
I was just about to ask
same
you.
Same shoe.
I love some slides, man. I'm like a real casual, chill. Like, I'll put on tennis shoes, obviously, but if it was up to me, I'm supposed to throw some slides on.
It depends on the occasion for me, because in the winter, tennis shoes are a day, summer, yeah, slides.
Yeah.
Every chance I get.
It's tennis for me.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
All day.
It's so hot in Texas. It was 106 when I left yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. And we still be wearing sneakers with socks.
Wow. I went through a phase like years ago where I really thought I was from New York and I was wearing Tims in the summertime.
With them damn ankle socks?
No, that was like with the mid socks.
Nah.
With shorts.
Shorts. Get your ass on. No, sir. No,
and,
sir.
And it's funny because my cousin, she lives here now. She's from Long Island. She was like, nigga.
Don't ever do that again.
That's basically what she said. Uh-huh. With her New York accent. She's like, nigga, don't do that shit.
I love New York.
What's your favorite part of New York?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
But like, I feel so comfortable there. Mm. Like, I'll get on the subway by myself and just chill and know where I'm going and figure it out and just go and let's get it, walk this. Like, I feel so regular there. I feel no anxiety there whatsoever.
That's dope.
New York and LA are my places.
That was my next question. I was just about to ask, what are your two favorite places to travel?
Those in the States for sure. Yeah. If I could take New York, LA's weather and put it with New York's attitude, perfect city. Yeah.
That's how I feel when I go to Cleveland. Like, Cleveland is a vibe for me.
I love Cleveland.
Yeah.
Like, I forever love them. They make some arrogant assholes.
That, but no, for sure. They
I
are.
Love them. They talk
we
so
always
much.
Have a time in Cleveland.
We, listen, what happens in Cleveland stays.
No.
She said, no, I don't.
Because I want to do that here. Like, I would, it was just a vibe. Like, I would love. Like, we played kickball. We was playing hide and seek at our big age. Like, we had our drinks and we was playing cards. It was just a time. And it was like, if we could get our community to come together like that here, it'd be, you know, less violence.
And of course,
you know, more love around here.
Whenever I go down there, I always got to go to Zanzibar.
Yes. He turned me on to that. The their food is so good. Yes.
I lived around the corner. I walked to that one. I had a date there before.
Yeah. You ever been to the one downtown?
No.
Don't do it.
Oh,
okay. No shade. No shade to the one downtown, but.
It wasn't the same.
It wasn't the same.
I'm vegetarian now too, so I think I got like a side sampler plate.
Yeah,
it was just like three sides of corporate. Like, that's not dinner.
You ain't get the Kool-Aid?
I did get that Kool-Aid. Mm. It tasted like delicious diabetes.
Yeah, that Kool-Aid be hitting, especially when they put the little lemonade in there. Yeah.
So what's your favorite place to eat in Texas?
Bam's Vegan.
Okay.
Shout out to Bam's Vegan. I'm vegetarian, but if it's vegan, I can assure it's 100% vegetarian. It's good. He started out in the farmer's market. And I used to go every weekend, and then he moved into a brick and mortar, and I was so glad it was in my suburb, because he is 6 minutes away from me, and I am there every single weekend. I'm in town.
So what are some of the things that you get when you go down?
Either a cauliflower. Oh, my favorite. My favorite is probably an Oreo cake, and that's not even food. But he has pizza empanadas. There's a cauliflower plate with cauliflower, sweet potatoes, green beans. He just cooks well. Lasagna, stew, chickpea stew is really good. He has breakfast, so he'll have like spelt pancakes.
Okay.
And, shit that we need to be eating. That's still delicious, still good as hell, but good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to bite into a piece of cauliflower thing that's going to be chicken.
No, it looks like cauliflower.
I ain't trying to do that because I'll be pissed off. Don't do that.
Like, I get it for people transitioning. Like, you want to taste something familiar that at least looks the same. But I just like food I can pronounce.
That one spot downtown was really good when we tried it.
Yeah. So I was vegan last summer. I tried it. I was vegan for 76 days.
How'd it go?
You know what? It was cool. Like, my digestive felt a whole lot better. But then I was like, damn, I really want a 6-piece fried wing hard.
Right.
Fried it hard. And that's what I ended up going to Unique's or wherever we went. And I was like, I need some chicken. Like, I'm sorry.
You went to the toilet after you ate the real chicken?
Mind your business. You all in my business.
Okay.
But the experience, though, was dope. And we have a spot here called Leaf and Sea Cafe downtown. It's a vegan spot.
I'm going to go mess with them.
Love their fries. Yes. Like, when I'm at work, I will stop down there just to get them.
Yeah. They either have fries or you can get potatoes. And it's really good. But they have, like, vegan chicken, like, sandwiches and just a whole bunch of.
And we tried the chicken. It was actually really good to me. It was like pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So, but after that, I was like, nah, I need some real shit. Bring me the real chicken.
if you can cook and you know how to season your food, you can be vegetarian or vegan.
Okay. I have a friend who was vegan, but then she switched and went to vegetarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. I was vegan for a year, and it's people don't understand how different it is being vegetarian. Like, you have to look at every label because everything is made with milk or eggs.
Yeah.
So it's a lot.
Yeah.
I definitely felt better though. Yeah.
Now, when I was vegan, I was finding myself becoming one of those people like, look at you eating those eggs and killing those chickens.
Oh,
and I was like, yeah, no, fuck that. Chill out.
if you'd have gave it like another year, you'd have been over that. Yeah. Everybody goes to that first shock of, oh my God, look what you're doing to yourself. Then you stop caring because people don't eat what they eat. Let the people eat.
Yeah. Right.
Well, all right. Well, before we let Lil D go, you got any shape of the shit for us today? Any encouraging words?
I just say, you know, be careful what you put out in the world. What you put out is what you get back. So, you know, give the love you want to get.
That's what's up. And make sure y'all get down to the Strictly R&B jam today. What time does everything start today?
Gates open at 5:00, Promenade Park.
Okay. Make sure y'all bring a chair. Keep y'all liquor at home. Okay, because
follow the rules. Yes,
follow the rules.
Because
shout out to Tracy, but I'm tired of Tracy having to post 85 statuses about the same shit. You know what I'm saying? And I love them to death. But
do not bring your kids. Leave the liquor at home. Bring your chair. Don't try to sneak nothing in. We not doing no fighting, no arguing. We coming together to have a good time.
Absolutely.
And I think if you VIP, it includes the chair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a smoke session. You know what I'm saying?
Section, yep.
Is there, it?
Yes.
Oh my God, this might be a real vibe. Y'all just be home.
You know that?
No.
Yes, they have a section where you can just.
Because we is legal here now. Oh my God, here
you go. Look at Toledo coming up.
Okay. Because it's definitely not legal in no Texas. For y'all get. No. We'll probably be the last state to legalize it between us and Louisiana.
Yeah. That reminded me, I got to get to the dispensary.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it here.
Well, you know, Texas is real, like, conservative. Mm-hmm. So they ain't about to go.
No. Damn. They make oil money.
You
don't care about no weed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just make sure y'all follow the rules. Stop asking Tracy 85 times about what you can. And when I be reading the comments, I'm like, this is why kids don't follow rules in school. Because they parents don't follow rules.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just stop asking questions. And we was having this conversation earlier. You can't take what you do at home to somebody's event. Y'all want to be like, we can't bring no liquor. We can't do that. If that's what you want to do, have the R&B jam at your house. Put on the Bluetooth speaker. Find you a Dina Howard playlist. Invite your family and friends over. Go live on Facebook. And boom, you got the Strictly R&B at home. But just follow the rules and so people can have a good time. And then stop complaining about the price.
Right.
It's only $25.
You're either going to pay for it or you're not. And that's just it.
And if you don't want to pay for it, stay.
And $25, you're fortunate. Yeah. Like $25. Okay, move to Dallas and think you could pay $25 to get into somebody's concert.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, we're about to do that. Yeah.
And y'all complain about us not having events, but then when we have them, y'all complain. So
yeah,
some people are just gonna complain.
Pick a struggle.
Please pick a struggle. And as we stay here on Mud Talk, if you don't know how to act, keep your ass
where you at. Period.
So, but that was Shay with the shit. We know that Shay is always
with the shit.
We appreciate that. All right. Well, thank you, Lil D, for stopping by. We appreciate you. Please have fun tonight. We already know you're going to do your thing on stage. And we so proud of you, man. The growth from the beginning until now. And it's only up from here. And
no,
so, you know, because I know when I seen the Breakfast Club, I was like, I know her. And they was like, nigga, no, you don't. And I was like,
And
let me show you.
Period. Okay.
So, but make sure you get out to the Strictly R&B. Have fun tonight. Be safe, y'all. Thank you, Lil B, for stopping by.
Yes, it was so good having you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Yes. I'm proud of you.
Thanks. You better talk to me. Talk to me nice. Yes, and you officially been Mud Talk certified, so we're going to make sure that we put that out there in the universe as well, too, and on our social medias. So, well, that's our show. So, I'm Big T.
I'm Sharonae.
And you officially just tapped into the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion. The only show that keeps our ears to the streets.
While you grind and shine.
Hey, have a good one, y'all. We'll see y'all next time.